The reading is from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 5 to 28, page 1188 in your church Bible. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all God's people with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Sue. Roberta would like to come up and we'll pray. So, Father, as Roberto, your servant, opens your word, I pray that you will anoint his lips and that you will give him the words that you want us to hear. And I pray that you will open our ears to receive what you want us to hear and to be obedient to your word. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. This morning, my wife was very kind with me. Oh, she's been kind for the last 40 years since we have been married. So that's a recognition of her kindness. But especially this morning, she was very kind to me because very early in the morning, while I was doing the last touches of this sermon, she did some rock cakes for me with a nice cup of tea. So that I was great, beautiful, you know. Then she became very unkind, for I asked for another one, and she said no. So I thought, you know, okay, well, this is, you know, why not having a third one or fourth one, you know? There were plenty. Ah, because she was kind to me. Sure. Okay. That's a different kind of, yes. No, don't go into it. Let's not go into it. The church, this church in Thessalonica, it was a newborn church. Very young, and under persecution, difficult times, full of immature Christians, which I don't think it would be very easy for the pastor to run with a church full of immature believers, or newly converted, from idols into believers, from darkness into light. But to keep this church going, the Apostle Paul gives them this letter, these two letters, and especially at the end of this letter, he tells them that the Lord is coming, the Lord is near. Please be awake. Okay, come on, be ready for it. The Lord is near. So this was said 2,000 years ago. I'm sure the Lord is nearer today. And again, I say to you, just be careful, get ready, the Lord is near. The Apostle Paul gives at the end of the letter this last chapter. And it's interesting because in this last chapter, Paul writes like a father to the young church. And in 10 verses, from verse 10 to verse 22, he gives them 10 commands to keep. 10 verses, 10 commands. Do this, do that, and he goes on and on and on. It's not something that we can choose to do or not to do. It's something that it is a command. You must do it. If you want to keep the church alive, if you want to keep the Spirit of God with us, if you want to keep the church full of power, you must do these things. 17 commands in 10 verses. Not because he's a dictator, not because he's a bad pastor, not because he's trying to put burdens on us, but it's the way to protect the people of God. It's a way to protect the people of God. I wish the Apostle Paul sometimes he wouldn't write certain things. Let me tell you one. He says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, obviously. I warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everybody. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other, and to everyone else. I wish he didn't write that, because sometimes it's difficult. I mean, I don't mind to be kind to some people, but I find it quite difficult to be kind to everybody, don't you? Now, if you were Pentecostals, you would say hallelujah or amen or something like that, or you would nod your head saying, yes, it is fine. It is so difficult to be kind to everybody, isn't it? And sometimes we find some people quite difficult to be kind. In fact, we would like to do something different. But the Apostle Paul here is not just to be kind to one another, it's to be kind to everybody. Be kind to everybody. And that is the challenge to me. So sometimes when I read some of the letters of the Apostle Paul, it is a great challenge to me, for I find it very difficult to be kind to everybody all the time. In October 2011, and this is something that you can watch on internet, on YouTube, in the year 2011, there was a video called Kindness Boomerang. Kindness Boomerang. This little video, it's only 5.5 minutes, shows one act of kindness of one person to somebody on the street. And this goes to somebody else, and that person makes another kind of action, kindness of action to somebody else, and this goes on and on and on. And like a boomerang, the kindness comes back to the first person who did the first act of kindness. This video clip, shown on 2011, within few months had received 20 million acts of kindness all around the globe. Within few months, it was contagious, because kindness is contagious. It's like a virus. You know, you just do something, and immediately something else will say, wow, that was kind. And that promotes the kindness on somebody else to do the same, and to somebody else to do the same. So in a few months, 20 million people sent a little note saying, I have also done a kind of kindness to somebody else because I received a kindness to myself. So when the Apostle Paul writes these things, it's because he knows that it works. Kindness is something that works. If you receive kindness from somebody, you have to be extremely hard and probably not even human not to be kind to somebody else. Kindness is contagious. So I have my own definition of kindness, but I thought, well, let's try to find somebody else who is wiser than I am. So I look at one of the Greek philosophers, Aristotle, and he says in his definition of kindness, helpfulness towards someone in need, not in return for anything, not for the advantage of the helper himself. And I thought, this is really good. It's a good definition. We are doing something not because we are trying to get something back, not because we are going to get some kind of reward, but it's because we just want to help somebody in need, not looking for anything in return. It's a pure act of kindness. In another letter in the New Testament, the letter of Titus, he says, At one time, you too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating each other. But when the kindness of the love of God, our Savior, appeared. This is the thing that it has to change people's lives. The people I have seen more kind in my experience as a pastor are those who have experienced the kindness of God in their own lives. It's the kind of boomerang effect. I receive the kindness of God and I am kind to somebody else. Because I cannot deny the kindness of God in transforming my life. So the people that I've seen in life, in my pastoral work, in our pastoral work, who are really kind people, are those people who have received and acknowledged and experienced the kindness of God in their own lives. The kindness of God is transformational. It changes us. It has to change us. Because we don't deserve anything. When I look at my own life and I look back, and the older I get, the more miles I can look back. And I go down memory lane. I know your memory lane is longer than my memory lane, but it's still quite long already. When I look back in memory lane, I think all the ways in which the kindness of God has been there. That I did not deserve certain things, but the kindness of God was there. Time and time again, God has forgiven me my disobedience, my sins, my mistakes. Time and time again, God has been kind with me. When I did not deserve to be treated like that, God has been kind. And he has shown me continuously signs of his kindness. So therefore, how can I refuse to be kind to others? And in our experience in Spain, when we were running in our last church, social work, feeding and clothing around 600, over 600 people every month. We are talking about a small church, 100 members, roughly 120 members. The congregation was around 40% immigrants from different nations, very poor people, many of them unemployed or with part-time jobs. But as we show to them kindness as refugees and immigrants, they show kindness to others. And this was like a vicious circle. We gave them kindness, we treat them with kindness, and they were treating with kindness to somebody else. And the thing went on and on and on. And although we didn't have much money in the congregation, for a pure miracle, we always had food to give to people. We always had the capacity to clothe people. And because we showed kindness to those who were in need, those people came to church to hear the gospel and they were safe. Aren't we surprised? When we show kindness to people, what we are doing is showing the kind of the love of God towards us. We are just a mirror of what God is like. We are only a mirror what God is like. God is kind to me. Why cannot be kind to others? So that's where the Apostle Paul says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, be patient with everybody. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong. Always try to be kind to each other and to everybody else. This boomerang effect is extremely powerful. The Lord is kind to me, and I will be kind to others. I will try to be kind to others. My definition of kindness is much more simple. Is love in action. Love in action to everybody, in every situation, whatever the cost. We can be a church with a fantastic worship. We can have fantastic buildings. We can have fantastic preachers. Orthodox theology. But if between us we are unable to show patience, encouragement to each other, helping the weak, being kind or try to be kind to everybody, how can we tell the world outside that we are the people of God? What proofs do we have to tell outside that we are the people of God? So that's why the Apostle Paul is putting all these things just before this young church. Look, you have been saved. Before you were darkness, now you are light. Now you are the children of light. Please put these things into practice, and everybody will see around that you are truly the people of God, people of light. So ask yourself, what can I do today, or what can I do this week as an act of kindness? First of all, I started in my own house, then around myself, my neighbors, and then beyond that. Can you remember Charlie Brown? What was the name of his young... Snoopy was a dog, and the girl was Lucy. Well, in this cartoon, which is very funny, some of the sentences of Charlie Brown are great, and it came to my mind, one of them. He says, I love mankind, it is people I can't stand. Okay, I love mankind, it is people I cannot stand. We can be so general. Yes, we love the church. We as a Christian, we love everybody. We love everybody. But it's this so-and-so who I can't really put up with. Haven't you ever said that? Or at least it has crossed your mind. At least it has crossed your mind. Yeah. I love everybody, but, you know, look, so-and-so is just a pain in the neck. What the Apostle Paul is doing with this young church is to teach them from the beginning. Okay, these are the principles in which we work as the people of God and people of light. Try always to be kind, to show acts of kindness without waiting for anything in return. Nothing in return. It's a pure act of kindness. And a little word of warning. Yes, be joyful always, pray continuously, and he goes on and on, give thanks in all circumstances. But then he says, do not put out the Spirit's fire. I have been in churches, mainly in Spain, sadly, where the Spirit fire is out. And why is it out? Because they have poured bad things into the fire. Bad relationships. Tensions. It's ugliness in the way people react to each other. I'm not surprised the Holy Spirit is going down. And the fire of the Spirit is just disappearing from the congregation. And you? So what the Lord is saying here through the Apostle Paul is, if you want to have the power of the Holy Spirit really like a big flame in your congregation, and it's going to affect everybody around you, put these things into action. This is fire. This is fire. This is true fire. If you do that, the church will be known in the whole area, because something is going on in that place which is like a light, and that will attract people to the Lord. Kindness is like a boomerang. Do acts of kindness to other people and it will come back. It will come back. So may the Lord bless us all, that we keep in mind continuously little kinds of actions of kindness. Little ones. Don't have to be massive, yet little ones can make a big difference. And try to look in internet if you have access to this wonderful 5-minute YouTube. Kindness is a boomerang. It's so powerful. You know, it was so emotional to watch it this morning.